Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. A regatta is a term, Latin for boat, used to describe either a boat race or a series of boat races. The term typically describes racing events of unpowered watercraft, although some powerboat race series are also called regattas. Most commonly, a regatta is either a series of rowing, sailing, canoeing, gondola races, or yacht racing. A regatta often includes social and promotional activities which surround the racing event, and except in the case of boat type or class, championships. A regatta is usually named for the town or venue where the event takes place. The Astoria Regatta, right here in the mighty Columbia River, has been happening for 115 years. And this August, in fact, next week, the 116th annual Astoria Regatta takes place with 5 days of fun, including popular parades, dances, food, and festivities of all kinds. This year's regatta theme celebrates the 100-year anniversary of the Port of Astoria and is sponsored by the Port, Sterling Bank, Lectro, and the Astoria-Warrenton Chamber of Commerce. Here in the studio today to talk about past, present, and future regattas is Dan Arnuth. He is the Astoria Regatta 2010 Association President. Well, thanks for being here today, Dan.
Good morning. Hey, Donna, thanks for inviting me. This is thrilling. We're in our 116th anniversary. It's been thrilling. We're the oldest festival west of the Rockies. And wow, the Port of Astoria, 100 years. There's a lot of history there. One of the main things you'd like to see, and if you want to learn more history about the port, come to our coronation, which is Wednesday the 11th, and enjoy it. By the way, this is really, really a neat year. I've been doing this and traveling with the court for 16 years now, and boy, do we have one of the best courts ever.
Before we talk about the court, though, Dan, okay. I want to back up a second, and I want to talk about Dan Arnuth for a minute. I want to, people who may not know you, you do a lot of things in the community, you volunteer. Tell us about Dan Arnuth for a minute.
Well, Dan Arnuth was raised in New York and New Jersey, moved to the West Coast when his dad retired. None of the California colleges would accept me as a baseball player, so I went to the University of Washington and have lived in the Northwest since 1964. But I moved to Longview after I graduated and fell in love with Astoria, so when I've been servicing since 1977, and I moved here permanently in 1986. And I don't care what anybody says, we have a great city and it's always going.
I actually think everybody says that. So I don't know if, I mean, only people who don't know or haven't been here for a very, very, very long time and have a different image in their minds perhaps of what Astoria was. But so when you say you were servicing this area, like that was not meaning like milk deliveries or, I mean, tell me, what does that mean?
Okay. I really do a lot of retirement programs. I help design the Washington State Retirement, and they say I'm an expert on the state PERS here, so I work with a lot of teachers and state employees.
Okay, and then 16 years ago, you got involved with regatta. Why did you get involved with regatta?
One of my best friends, Martin Bew, said, Dan, we need a chaperone for the court. Can you help us? And I'll tell you, after traveling to 16 different cities with the court, I fell in love with what we do.
Okay, and the mission, then let's talk about what is the mission of the Astoria Regatta Association, and then we'll talk about what the court is.
Okay. The first mission, what it was established for, Astoria Regatta, was to celebrate the end of the fishing harvest and everything. It used to be a little bit later in August, like next to the last weekend or so. But since then, because we are connected with the Northwest hosting festivals, that's 16 different festivals in Oregon, Washington, and Canada. We had to move it up so we wouldn't
conflict with another festival somewhere else, because you all work together, the festivals. Okay. And
yes.
And so a regatta typically then, I mean, there are the races, the boat races, we've already talked about that a little bit, but you have a court with a queen, and explain what the court is.
The court is, you could call them, and we used to call them ambassadors. They go out, you've probably seen them in town at different celebrations, but we travel to 16 different cities or festivals promoting the Astoria Regatta. We've been doing this for 18 years now. And by the way, if you ever have a chance, want to go to any of them, especially the Rose Festival, share a little story. Is we have had a float for as long as only my years, I know, definitely can say. We've had a float in the Starlight Parade for 16 years. This year, to save money so we can build one for the 200th birthday, we didn't have a float. We are so popular and recognized by the Portland Rose Festival, they made an exception to the rule that we could have a car instead of a float. If you ever go to any of these cities, you'll see, you don't know how popular Astoria is until you go to one of these towns. Oh, I know Astoria. Oh, Astoria is so beautiful. And this. These young ladies, like I said, are called ambassadors. They're going throughout the Northwest. One thing that happened is just across the river is Long Beach has the Loyalty Days. They're just an upcoming court. We have partnershiped with them, made a relationship with them. They went to the Marysville Festival and the Rose Festival with us, and it's like a partnership. And by the way, they'll be here at our parade.
All right. Now, Dan, the court consists of how many high school juniors?
Four.
There are four young women. And what is the process by which they would become an ambassador and then eventually queen?
Okay. In December, it put out a notice to all four high schools, Warrenton, Seaside, Napa, and Astoria. If each school turns in at least two applications, they are guaranteed some young lady will be picked from their high school. So this year, we have one from each school.
Okay. And then they are, do you call them princesses or ambassadors or?
Well, technically, we've been calling them ambassadors, but we're going back to our old ways. We're trying to go back to the original. We're starting to call them princesses again.
Okay.
But they are ambassadors.
Okay.
Main thing.
Right. And they go with you to these 16 other festivals throughout the Northwest and Canada, and they are on the parades, waving with their tiaras and all of that, right?
That's correct. But also before the parade, there's a little thing they go to. After the parade, they go to things. I mean, they go as far as Spokane, Washington.
Okay. And this year, so maybe we should start a little bit about what's actually going to happen at Regatta this year, because it starts on Wednesday night with the actual coronation celebration at the Performing Arts Center, correct?
That's correct. And I'm going to say one more time, reiterate here, please, please attend it. All you need is a button to get into the coronation. You're going to experience four of the most talented young ladies and be proud of what our youth are today.
And you have said that youth, that's the legacy that we need to really focus on here. It's not.
I'm active in a lot of programs, but they all have to do with youth, because one of the biggest legacy we have is our youth. They're going to replace us. They're going to carry on for us. And by the way, the different institutes I participate in, I've seen some of the finest young people you can meet.
That's so encouraging, because there are a lot, sometimes, Dan, there's a lot in the news that says, oh, they lament the fact that our young people only care about their iPods or their whatever it is. And it's really encouraging when you see these young people that you are so impressed by.
I'm going to be redundant. That's why this court's special. These girls are, you tell them no iPods, you never hear another word again.
Okay.
You can experience something wonderful this year.
All right. So Wednesday night at the Performing Arts Center, at what time?
6 o'clock it starts.
6 o'clock and on
Oh,
stage,
no, I'm sorry, 7 o'clock.
Okay,
7 o'clock.
7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center is the coronation. So this is when the four princesses or ambassadors will come up on the stage, and then they will compete in front of an audience, correct?
Right.
And then there are certain judges who will decide.
There's judges who will interview them in the morning and evaluate them. 50% of the speech is what determines.
So they will all give a speech that evening. And then at the end of the evening, someone will be crowned queen of the regatta.
Yes. By the way, we are celebrating the 100th birthday of the port. The speeches are on the port. And if you want to learn some neat new things about the port, something you might have forgot or didn't know, come listen to the speeches. They're wonderful.
Okay. The Astoria Regatta has a full schedule, but there are certain things that Dan really wants to focus on. And one is to really have people attend the coronation at the Performing Arts Center and see these young women competing. Plus, it sounds like we're going to learn something about the Port of Estrella that we may not have known. And that is next Wednesday. And for more information on the full regatta schedule, you can go to their website, which is estrellaregatta.org. There's another thing you are very fond of as part of the regatta, and that is
the Kiddies Parade. You don't hear much about it, but the Kiddies Parade, which if you read our advertisements, it's called Junior Parade. It is a non-motorized parade. It's so cute. I'm also in the Kiwanis Club, which sponsors it, and I've been doing that for 17 years. You see kids bring their tricycles, their wagons, or decorate something.
Pulling their teddy bears. They can wear costumes or not, right?
And it's kind of fun to see all these wonderful little kids having fun and excited. And when they're finished, they come back to where we start, and they get ice cream. To see that is just so lively.
And that's Thursday at 6 p.m., a week from tomorrow. So all of these regatta things happen next week. So Wednesday, what's the actual date of Wednesday then? It's the
12th.
Okay, Wednesday the 12th is the coronation at PAC. Then the Kiddies Parade is Thursday at 6 p.m. And where does that start, Dan?
Okay, it starts at the U.S. Bank, but what it does is go down, I think it's 9th, and it goes on Commercial, goes up to the Liberty Theater, makes a right, and comes back on Duane, back to the U.S. Bank. And it's a short, but hey, come watch these little kids. They're just, and some of them dress up in costumes. They dress up their bikes and decorate.
It's a fun thing for them to do, and anyone can do it. Any child. If you're just, as a matter of fact, I've actually seen little kids standing on the sidelines watching the parade, and then they decide they want to be part of it. So then they just join in and start.
By the way, you don't have to have a costume.
Yeah. Do you have to register or anything?
Just show up.
You just show up. Okay.
Just show up.
That's great. I love it. So simple. Okay. And then, of course, I think that most people who look forward to regatta every year, and I do, is the parade at noon on Saturday, the huge big parade at noon on Saturday. And we should talk about that and why that is significant for this little town.
One thing I call it is a miniature starlight parade from Portland. But remember I said we go to 12 to 16 different cities each year promoting our festival. But you'll see floats from Canada, Tacoma, Capital Lake Fair.
Okay, here, let me give you a look. Okay, and yes, the floats are absolutely phenomenal. And, of course, the Queen will be on one of the floats, and the Estrella Regatta float. You know, one thing I love about the parade is that the Clatsop Care Center, the caretakers there are so lovely. They bring in wheelchairs because the parade starts at 17th and, what's the cross street? They're in Duane, right? Exchange.
Franklin.
Oh, 17th and Franklin. That's right, of course. So 17th and Franklin is where the parade starts.
Oh, it is
and
Exchange.
Is Exchange, sorry. Okay, 17th and Exchange. You will know. The helicopter will hover over at noon. But and you see all these residents from the Clatsop Care Center who have been, you know, who have been brought down in wheelchairs and whatever, and they're sitting there, and it's just a joyful thing for them to be able to see this parade because it is a world-class parade.
By the way, you should go to the start of the parade and see where they're sitting on the slab there by the, what is it called, this old armory. It's something if you're in the parade, it's just a joy to see them sitting there on the side waving and smiling. The parade is something splendid. Matter of fact, the One More Time Around band will be there again.
Oh, the band. That's the band that I love. And I asked Dan about that before we went on the air. This is a band that says soft and round and out of shape and loving it, or we like food, or we eat. And some of the majorettes are in their 80s or 70s or something. And they're
70s
and 80s.
There's two of them 80.
Yeah, two of them who are 80. And I mean, it really literally brings tears to your eyes because these people are having such a great time and their music is terrific.
It's fun and it's, they say it's the last One More Time Around, but hey, they're lively. You got to see them for the ages.
Right, and bagpipes and all that. Okay, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Talk of Our Towns on KMUN, and I'm your host, Donna Quinn. My guest today is Dan Arnuth. Dan is the 2010 Astoria Regatta Association president, and we've been talking about the regatta, which actually begins next week. The first event is Wednesday with the coronation at the Performing Arts Center, Kitty's Parade on Thursday, and then the big parade, which we've been discussing, is at noon on Saturday. The reason that that is so significant is because it honors, you have Coast Guard participation, you have, as you said, it is, the caliber of this parade is unusual for such a small town.
Yes. We used to say this, but now Newport says we're not telling the truth, is I feel we're the largest participating parade on the coast because we bring them from all over the Northwest.
Yes, and I know that a lot of the kids like the fact that, you know, there's candy being thrown out and all that. Now, Lectro has a big part of this, and there is an honorary, is it the regatta? What is the term, the title of the person who is running the regatta, or is the, not the admiral?
Oh, yes, we have an admiral, nautical.
Okay.
Regatta,
right.
Water.
Yes.
And we have an admiral's aide. This year, we're bringing an old tradition. We have been working closely with the Rose Festival in Portland and the Royal Rosarians. By the way, I'm going to stick something in here. The Royal Rosarians say we have the finest and most fancy rose planting that they do out of 22 different places. The rose planting is Friday at 2 o'clock at the Favel Museum there. I wasn't even thinking of that one, but it is great. It's a classic little show. This year, our admiral is Bob Strader, who was the Prime Minister of the Royal Rosarians in 2008. And our DA is our admiral's aide. Josh is our admiral's aide.
So. Oh, Josh Marquis. Okay. All right. So, and a lot of people just love the hometown feeling of, they recognize a lot of people driving in the cars and on the floats and in the parades. And you've arranged for the Coast Guard helicopter to buzz the parade before it starts.
Please be online at noon. It's been tradition now. It's almost, I think it's 10 years now. They fly over. You could even see the rivets in the bottom of the plane or read little numbers on it. And unless an emergency happens, which we haven't had yet, they've flown over every year. Please look at noon up at the sky down the Exchange and Commercial.
And then the entire weekend, there are the boat races. And again, that schedule's online. And then that evening, there's a very popular, it's a barbecue, a salmon grill with music and a dance.
Oh, at the square from 2 o'clock to 5 or 6, you have the salmon barbecue at the square. And, Coast Guard are so involved here. There's a rescue demonstration, demonstration off the Maritime Museum, the docks there, by the Coast Guard and the helicopter.
When will that be, Dan?
That'll be Friday.
Okay. Friday.
No, Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday, just before the boat parade. There's a boat, Twilight Boat Parade at 7 o'clock. Go see it.
Okay.
By the way, our official ship this year, remember, nautical boats, is the Coast Guard Cutter Alert. So they'll be there at the dock celebrating with us.
Okay. And Dan, the association, obviously, all year long, you do things to bring people into town. You go to these parades and you travel with the court so that people will come in. Because this has become a local event and festival throughout the Northwest, but it's a real tourism generating event.
When we were in Olympia 2 weeks ago, there's a car club there called Olympia Corvettes. They're coming. They're bringing 10 Corvettes to be in our parade. So when we go to these parades, we're promoting to bring people for our parade.
And the association itself is a 501c3
Correct.
Nonprofit. And you get your resources from a variety of sources, I would imagine. And
yes.
Your year-long mission then is to put on these events to keep the tradition and culture and heritage of the Columbia River alive here.
That's correct. And basically, I'll go back to originally, we're celebrating. It was for the fishing season and what the catch was in the summer. But it's turned out to be promote Astoria to me more than anything.
What's your favorite part of Regatta, Dan?
The parade, the kiddies parade, and the coronation, which you noticed I've already said a lot about.
Yes, indeed. It's true. What other towns have regattas around us? I mean, are we kind of the big one on the Columbia then, other than Portland? Or what else? Who else does this?
We are the biggest. If you say Portland, yes, they have a Rose Festival, but it's celebrating the Rose in their area just like we do. But we're more nautical than they would be, even though they bring a lot of ships in.
Okay. Well, Astoria has a unique location with the Columbia River as the front yard, so to speak, of the town.
That's correct.
And so all of the things that go on in the river. And so the regatta now is actually, it's about the land parade, the boat parade, and the water. So it's a mixture of those things. And there are a lot of things for families to do. So it looks like you're really outreaching to families.
Oh, by the way, Regatta Square, and if you notice, we're one of the few squares that have kept it downtown because we want it near the water. We're not going to put it outside of town or anything. But there's a kiddies land there and for the kiddies. The kids can get in the square for nothing. Parents have to have a pin.
But the button is very reasonable.
$5.
$5 for a regatta button, and that gets you into the regatta square and to other
events.
To everything.
Everything. It gets you into the coronation, gets you into the square. Oh, we have a new one. We revised and brought back the teen dance on Friday night. I would say don't call it a teen dance, but it's still a teen dance to me.
All right. That's okay. What are you supposed to call it if you don't call it a teen dance?
They have a name in the brochure.
Youth, I don't know.
It's some kind of dance.
Okay. All right. And Dan, next year, of course, so this is the 116th year honoring the Port of Astoria, so there will be a lot of I imagine, hoopla around the Port of Astoria. And next year is the Regatta Parade, and that is when you have a lot of dignitaries coming from Germany, from other places.
That's correct. Everything will be bigger and gigantic next year. We're building a brand new float. It'll be bigger and better. We're excited about the 200th anniversary of Astoria, but
who builds these floats? I mean, obviously the Regatta, as a nonprofit organization, you need volunteers to function. And who's building these floats? And do you need volunteers? And how does that all work?
By the way, we do need volunteers. We need a lot of them. But we're getting a lot of help. Electro, Eric Paulson, Chuck Godwin, the city, the 200th anniversary team is helping us build this new one. And our biggest sponsor for the float is Sterling Bank, but we're getting geared up. Something I should share is, I keep saying this, Northwest Festival Hosting Association. Every January they have an annual get-together and review what we're going to do this year and what not to do.
They meaning the Northwest Festival Association.
16
okay.
different festivals.
Okay.
So, guess where their annual meeting is in 2011?
How about Astoria, Oregon?
Yes, we won it, and we sold it on, we're 200 years. And boy, there's a lot of people coming to that. So if you see our city really buzzing with out-of-towners
in January,
you know why.
Okay.
We've got 150 people coming.
That's fabulous. That'll be great for town. Dan, we have a few minutes left to kind of wrap up what you think is important about Regatta, why you encourage people to participate, why out-of-towners come to celebrate this. Are there some other things you'd like people to know?
We do need volunteers. It's a small group that puts it together. But, hey, there's 57 things happening in the next week. And you could contact us, email us, and volunteer.
What would the volunteers be doing, Dan?
Could be almost anything. Helping the barbecue, helping at the square, helping with the parade. By the way, one thing you don't see and we don't publish much is we put a packet together for these 100 to... Well, actually, we bring in almost 2,000 people in the parade from out of town. So we do some hosting on the side for these visitors. And all 16 festivals send two or four people to visit us.
Okay.
So we have all kinds of things.
And what do you need? Now you're working on, okay, I'm a little confused about the float situation. So we've had a float and a story of float, which will be in the parade this year, but you're working on a brand new float for the Bicentennial Regatta to celebrate Estoray's 200th birthday.
Right.
So do you need volunteers to help build that float as well?
No.
You're not sure yet. Okay.
What we will need is I'll need volunteers to help me travel with the float.
Uh-huh.
If you got a truck, maybe help us pull it.
Okay.
There's other things. I've got a team together to help design it and everything. It's being built from ground up, so it'll be new everything.
Are there then fishermen who are participating in this? Because if traditionally a regatta is about racing, you don't think of fishing boats as racing one another.
Not anymore.
No. So it started off to honor the end of the fishing season and to celebrate that, and then it became kind of boat races, and now it looks like it's just kind of keeps morphing into all kinds of different things right now.
It does.
Now,
so. It really does. And the other thing is, watch the boat parade. That'll show you where it comes back, because there's a lot of fishing boats and different things in that, but we don't do the gillnetter boat races anymore, because if they blow up an engine, they're stuck in fishing seasons lower. But every time we get some to come down and do something.
And what is your vision of what Estoria Regatta Association can do in the future? What's your hope, having been involved now with this organization for 16 years?
Okay, this is a lot of bias. This is just coming from my side. Is we're saying we're building a brand new float, but that float's going to last another 16 years. So we're going to be promoting Estoria for another 10 to 16 years with a float.
All right. And that is part, again, of preserving the culture and the heritage of this region, which is about fishing.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Dan. And if you would like more information, if you'd like to volunteer for some of these things, you can visit their website. That will give you information on the schedule, which is estoriaregatta.org. But Dan, if people do want to volunteer next week at some of these events, how should they reach you?
Okay. Call me and be patient, because I've gotten 20 to 30 calls a day. Call me at 503-338-0799. Once again, 503-338-0799. If you want to volunteer, give me some idea, and I'll put you in with the chairperson.
All right, and I'll leave that number here at the station if you want to call after the program. Thank you so much, Dan. And
thank
for
you
all
for
of your
letting me be here.
Volunteer work with this very, very fun event for our community and people, obviously people from throughout the region. Well, thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire and local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life, and focus on those good things, and that will expand them. Focus on those, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for doing the best you can, for being here now, in this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.